Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back into a Reaction Monday. Clint Sterner in the building. Tyler is out today, but our guy Byron is in. We expect to hear and have T-Mill back tomorrow as we are still reacting to the Texans' 18-15 loss. Drops them to 3-5 overall in a really must-win game coming up on Sunday against Jacksonville, who eked out a win against the Raiders in overtime. Really, the Raiders tried to go for two and missed and didn't have a chance on it. But that is where things stand. Remember, we are out early, 5 o'clock, because the coaches' show with D'Amico Ryans comes up after we get done. So stay tuned for that as he'll be there to address things with the fellas coming up in a bit. Before we do get to the Man Eye Institute player of the game, and you all can text in your players of the game. As I see some people say, there aren't any. There are. Somebody text in, Clint, as you were talking there in Dirty's Daily, and they were talking about Woody Marks. What have you seen from Marks? He hasn't looked good. And I would just say, before you go into that, yes, yesterday he had 10 carries for 27 yards and somehow got no catches in the game. But the previous week, he was over 110 total yards, 62 on the ground on 11 touches, and then 4 receptions for 50 yards.
Look, so, I mean, it's if you're listening to this show and if you watch the Texans and you don't understand what the hell I mean about Woody Marks being in the ballgame in the fourth quarter, then we got to order another beer. We're going to order another round and talk about Astros or something. We're not talking about what somebody did yesterday. We're not talking about what somebody did in this drive or that drive. We're talking about, damn it, sit down. And I mean, who? At the way that game was going, you're one freaking play away from winning a damn ball game. The least you could ask is that the organization have the players on the field that have the ability to make somebody miss, that can catch a check down the way he did last week and take it 50 yards across midfield and into field goal range himself. The least you could expect and ask is for that guy to touch the football, right? The least you could ask is the best player on the offense, one of the best wide receivers in football, touch the football in those moments. If you have decided that you're going to be aggressive, which I would not have done, but if you are going to decide you're going to be aggressive, the least you could expect is one of those guys touching the football. If you don't get that simple fact about what we're watching in Houston, then, I mean, I don't know what the hell you're watching.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's very clear why Woody should. I mean, just last week, he was better than Christian McCaffrey.
Watch every team. When the game's on the line, it's simple football, man. When the game's on the line and they got a chance to win the game, they're targeting these guys over and over and over and over again. Those guys are getting at least targets, if not touches. and catches in open space and screens and exotic you know, carries or catches. I mean, look yesterday, the Harvey kid from Denver. I mean, that is how Woody Mark should be used. Swing screens, right? I mean, catching the ball in space.
On a linebacker.
One-on-one on a linebacker going in, out, option. Nope, whoop, shape, we'll go over the top of you and catch a touchdown. That's how Woody Mark should be used. And we hadn't seen it at all.
Not much.
Like, but we hadn't seen it at all, Ron. The times that we've seen Woody Marks catch the football, it's been back to the defense, catching a check down and turning and making a play. We've not seen him used with a bullet route or a shake route or anything like that. We haven't seen it at all. And one would argue with Nico being out for a game or two that, hell, like, you have more of a reason to show it than anybody. Like, it just – it's – like, if you really think about it, like, you sit here and watch the film and you watch the games and you're just like, how? Yeah. I don't give a damn what kind of offense you're trying to run. I don't care if you've never called offensive plays before. I don't care if you are a defensive-minded head coach. How are the simple things about football? Just when you've got a running back that can go for 100-plus yards in a game when you're not even trying to get him the ball, when you're splitting carries with another back, he goes for over 100 yards. He has a Christian McCaffrey-type game. You're not even trying. Imagine what it would be like if you tried to get him the football. I mean, we're sitting here watching, and these guys are answering questions to the press like we're idiots. Like these guys are idiots for asking questions about, hey, man, why don't you get Nico the ball more? Hey, how come you don't get – how come Nico had 7 catches in the first quarter and a half and then didn't
well,
do much?
They tell you they are trying to get it to him.
Right. Instead of – like, it just it's like, I'm frustrated right now, and this may be the first time I've really got actually frustrated about it. I've kind of just chalked it up to just – not having never done it, inexperienced, but like now it's just like it's not. I mean, I don't.
Jalen Noll the last two games to him
how?
Getting 11 snaps.
How?
No, it's.
Yeah. Dare Agunbowale, by the way, let me piss you off more. Dare Agunbowale had 12.
I think you're pissing.
Jalen Noll had 11. I mean, how?
You're pissing yourself off.
It's.
Well, Dare's a special teams.
Yeah, but well, were
no,
they?
No, I'm just kidding. No, they're off.
Like I guess I just chalk a lot of it to up to defensive minded head coach, you know, quarterback. I mean, play caller that's never called play. Like, but you can't. Like, there's high school coaches every day that go out on Friday nights and get their best player touches time and time and time again, and damn sure in critical situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, guys, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount, a show that we both love, is The Return of Landman. From Taylor. November 16th. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott.
Old girl from Varsity Blues didn't get an Emmy Award?
Hell no.
How did she? She's the main character.
She didn't get. I mean, these are
American
former.
Pie. It's American Pie, right?
Well, I mean, I think she was in Varsity Blues too.
Okay.
But I don't. I remember in Varsity Blues. I don't remember.
She's got to be the main attraction.
Remember her in? She was in Dawson's Creek. I'm certain too. Anyway, Landman, the new season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. All right, Clint, who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game? By the way, Man Eye Institute, see life better.
I'm going to go with Kamari Lassiter. I think this Sean Payton's approach, Ron, to this game was not, we're going to go down here and we're going to minimize risk and we're going to check the ball down and we're going to sustain drives. He knew he was playing an unbelievable defense that if you could get the ball off, you could get behind him and you could create some opportunities. It was blatantly obvious from jump. Sean Payton's game plan was, I'm fixing to take as many shots as I can. I'm going to let them be aggressive, get upfield, and I'm going to try to throw the football over their head. And our defense was so damn good that it damn near didn't work. It damn near backfired. And Kamari Lassiter, to me, was the one guy that didn't get got. We saw him, he targeted Henry Toa, got. We saw him target Derek Stingley Jr. a couple of times. He got. And Kamari, I don't believe, ever got hit with one. In fact, he made up a couple of ground on a couple of plays and made good pass deflection, pass breakup. So I got to go with Kamari Lassiter.
All right.
Smelled tremendous last night in the post-game pressure, by the way. Didn't have the name of the cologne. I asked him about it.
I was just about to ask you, did you get the name yet?
I tried. He didn't have the answer. He told me he'd get it to me. I don't know how he's going to do that.
Yeah, I didn't know that we were going with that.
I mean, it was okay. Tremendous. I'm big. I like to ask the fellas. When they come in, it smells good. Last week was some kind of butter, some kind of body spray, something that Hutch had on.
Well, I don't know how this fella smelled yesterday, but for me, I'm going to go with Ariante Ursary. He gave up some pressures. He was left on an island at times, and he was facing some of the best pass rushers in football. But Clint, to me, I thought, coming into the game, and we expressed it last week, I was very concerned about that matchup. And again, Clint, he gave up some rushes. There was one where Davis was able to spin out as he got beat like one good time by Nick Benito. But overall, I thought that was a big improvement. I thought that game had a chance to look a lot like the one against Jacksonville and Josh Hines Allen. And especially early, he held up well, and his pass protection was a lot better than I thought it was going to be against that Broncos front. Again, it wasn't perfect, but I it was much better. I don't think we were looking at, damn, man, Ursary is giving up hell today.
Yeah, it was interesting. In the postgame show last night, we got a lot of calls about the offensive line and how terrible they were. Now, granted, they couldn't run the ball, and it was awful instead of the five-yard line getting pushed and all that. I get that. But, like, I don't remember – now, I remember watching a bunch of three and outs, four and outs, five plays and out, but I don't remember being like, boy, the quarterback just cannot function. There is way too much chaos.
There was nothing like the Jacksonville game, or definitely nothing like what we saw last year. Like
right.
Last year, where there'd be long stretches where they couldn't get anything done.
Right.
I thought in particular him, he was really good, especially at the point in time where Blake Fisher had to come in. You know, that's the side where you got to give help. And hell, I saw him move 15 to the other side to not go up against him. So I thought Ursary played really, really well yesterday. All right, coming up as we continue, some news, some positive news with the Texans just coming out here in the last 30 minutes. We'll let you know what that is. And we'll take a look at Nick Caley, his performance yesterday. A lot went against his team and probably changed his game plan, but we'll look at what he did yesterday. That's next.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.